Gratitude needs training to start to notice the small things and not take them for granted. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are continuing the series of Ancient Wisdom for Contemporary Living. For the next 3 weeks, I want to focus on the upcoming festival of Pesach, Passover, and take some important life lessons from this festival, from this amazing time of the year, and try and work on applying it to our own lives. We know that the festival of Passover is about Yitziat Mitzrayim, going out of Egypt, but it's about not just remembering the time that the Jews were saved as a nation and became a nation by exiting and being redeemed from the physical geographical place of Egypt, but it's something we experience every year and every day actually, but particularly with emphasis around the festival of Passover, the concept of personal freedom, personal spiritual freedom. We all have a Egypt. We all have our own personal Mitzrayim. The word for Egypt in Hebrew is Mitzrayim, which means borders, restrictions, things that hold us back, things that imprison us. We all have our own personal incarceration, our own personal prison. The things that hold us back from growth, the things that hold us back from not being self-absorbed, the things that hold us back from freeing ourselves from ourselves and connecting to something different and higher than ourselves. So when it comes the time of Pesach, there's an energy of personal freedom. There's an energy and ability to focus on this idea of going out of our comfort zone, leaving ourselves a little bit and connecting to something higher and deeper. But today I want to focus on one particular aspect of this journey, which is the concept of gratitude. The great philosopher, the Maharal of Prague, explained that when we sit down to the Seder on Pesach night, of course we're telling the story of Exodus, we're praising God and thanking God, and we're trying to experience personal freedom ourselves, but the most important part of the Seder, he says, is the idea of gratitude. Now, in modern literature, we know so much about gratitude. We know the benefits of gratitude, the concept of expressing gratitude through gratitude journals, learning to say thank you. But why is gratitude so important? And it's important for us. It's important not just for the person we're saying thank you to, but it's important for us. So gratitude is something we try to express to other people as well. But of course, ultimately, our ultimate gratitude is to God. And one of the ideas of gratitude is this. First of all, gratitude is not, the power of gratitude is not only when amazing things happen. Of course, if someone saves your life or someone gave you an amazing gift which saved you financially or someone really saved you from a very difficult situation, of course you're going to feel gratitude. Of course you're going to say thank you. Of course you're going to go out of your way to express and to feel grateful. But that's not really the ultimate gratitude. Gratitude means not taking the small things for granted. Gratitude means understanding the small gifts of life. We know that in Jewish wisdom, when we wake up in the morning, in Jewish tradition, the first thing we say is Mordeh Ani Lefanecha. We thank God just for being alive, just for returning our soul, just for breathing. And then there's a series of what we call the morning blessings. And the morning blessings are about thanking God every morning for the small little things like the fact that we have clothes to wear, the fact that we can see, the fact that we can walk, the fact that we wake up refreshed, all of these different things we thank God for. Because gratitude is about recognizing, and this is true with gratitude to other people as well, it's about recognizing that we cannot do it alone. So even when it comes to other people, it's about humility. It's about recognizing and acknowledging that we need each other. That sometimes when we help each other, we need each other. It's okay. It's not a weakness to say thank you because I couldn't have done this alone. I needed you to support me, to help me. It's part of humility. When it comes to God, how much more so? Because we recognize that ultimately we are not in control. Ultimately, we don't create our own experiences. It's not us. Our successes are not because of our greatness and our cleverness and our talents. Everything that happens to us, all the goodness comes from the one above, comes from God. It's a gift. Every day is a gift. Every small thing is a gift. Everything we experience, we learn to celebrate the fact that it's just good and it's a gift. part of that is being humble. Part of that is the idea of humility, to know that we are connected. We are part of a greater plan. We are part of a greater reality. Often we don't like to do that because as human beings, we don't like to give up control. As human beings, we think that it's a strength to do it alone, but it's not, of course. The true and ultimate strength is recognizing our dependence on God, recognizing that He, in His infinity, helps us, supports us, and we are in His hands, and we are a lot stronger when we're in His hands. And doing how to achieve that, we do it by the ability of trying to experience gratitude and trying to recognize the small things. Wake up in the morning, we're able to walk, we're able to talk, we're able to see, we're able to have clothes to wear. All of that, each one in itself, is an endless gift and an amazing gift that we need to celebrate and show gratitude for. When it comes to Pesach night on the Seder, that's when we really show this. We say that we are, first of all, first and foremost, grateful for the fact that God took us out of Egypt. We are grateful for the fact that He made us into a nation. We are grateful for all the things that He gives us. We are grateful for the Torah that He gave us at Mount Sinai. We are grateful for all of the different blessings which He gave and continues to give us. And this becomes the foundation for personal freedom. Because when we're wrapped in ourselves and we don't feel grateful, we are imprisoned in our own ego. We are imprisoned in our own little self. We are self-absorbed. Self-absorption is the one number one impediment for growth. But when we feel humble and we understand His greatness, we understand the gift that He gives us, we understand that all that we have and succeed at is because of His generosity and His blessing. In other words, we feel that we need Him. We feel dependent on Him. That is the first step to be able to go beyond our own absorption and ego and to take the step towards the journey of personal freedom and spiritual growth. And that's why a key element and a key component of the Seder on Pesach is the concept of gratitude. But gratitude needs training. Gratitude needs the awareness of stopping every day, perhaps journaling every day, and focusing on the gift. Because, you know, sometimes we have also dark spots each day where we have challenges. But it's a matter of trying and having the ability to highlight and to notice the gifts of life that we have every single day. Even in challenging times, there are so many blessings. We are alive. We have what to eat. We have a roof over our heads. There's always blessings. We just need to train ourselves to notice them and to notice the gift in them and not take it for granted. So let's spend a few minutes training. Let's spend a few minutes meditating and trying to achieve the concept of gratitude. Let's just relax for a few moments. Close our eyes and try to become aware. Aware of your surroundings, aware of where you're sitting, and turn your attention to your breathing. Focus on your breath and feel it. Feel the air filling your lungs and feel a sensation of exhaling and getting rid of toxicity. Do that for a few moments, tapping into the rhythm of life. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. And try to do this with emphasis by breathing slowly and deeply and letting go slowly. With each breath, we notice the vibrancy, we notice life filling our lungs, we feel it. With each exhalation, we feel the sensation of just letting go of those things that stand in our way, letting go of toxicity. But we need to notice, how often do we feel and notice our breathing? Taking it for granted, expecting it to happen every moment, expecting the rhythm to continue. Let's stop, savor, and notice the blessing of every breath. With the breath comes the soul. Neshima, breath in Hebrew, is neshama, the soul. The purity, the godliness, the infusion of divinity that fills our being. The godliness within us that gives us the ability to grow, to connect to something infinite and higher. Every morning, begin the day, Morde ani lefanecha. We stop, we take note. I am awake, I am alive, I am breathing. I have an infusion of godliness within me, the neshama. It is a new day, a day full of opportunity, full of potential growth. Refreshed, newness, freshness each day. Let's just stop for a few moments and just think, besides breathing, think of 3 to 5 blessings that you have today. Each person may be different. Just think of things that we may take for granted. Just take a few moments. Highlight some blessings in your life. Is it a job that we have? Is it a roof over our heads? Is it children? Is it relationships? Is it just the ability to walk, talk, see? Each of them a gift, an infinite gift to celebrate, to feel grateful for, and to acknowledge its source. God, in His generosity, gives us all these gifts. We don't feel entitled, we feel grateful. We feel close to Him, we feel connected to His generosity. And we take the first step to going beyond ourselves, connecting to something higher. Come back to where we were every day. We need to set it aside time to feel and to acknowledge with humility the gifts of our life, especially at the Seder table. Have a wonderful day.